This is Who's Talkin' on Fox Sports 910 Richmond. Diehard Wahoo Frank Maloney and former Wahoo basketball standout Jim Hobbo Hobgood break down the Cavaliers each week by bringing you inside the game and behind the scenes with all-star interviews and unique takes like only Frank and Hobbo can. Who's Talkin' is brought to you by Ortho Virginia, TGI Fridays, West Broad Hyundai, LeClaire Ryan Law Firm, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, Franklin Federal, TheSaber.com, Stauer Affordable Luxuries, Richmond Allergy and Asthma, Kelleher Heating and Air, Hilldrop Moving, La Mer Restaurant at the Jefferson Hotel, and by Sarge Reynolds. Now Who's Talking is on Fox Sports 910. Here's Frank and Hobbo.
Good evening, Wahoos and fellow ACC sports fans. This is Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood. And to my immediate right, Chris Sill is in the house this week. We certainly had a great time at Fridays on Saturday from 12 to 2. The live remote was great fun. The Wahoos came through with a big win after our remote. Special thanks to Terry Gates, Mark Newland, and
Go Fish.
Thank you, Robert Fish. Hmm. They did a great job, and I think the audience had a lot of fun. We had somewhere between 70 to 80 Wahoos out there. They certainly were whooping it up during the game as the Cavaliers put on what I thought was a pretty darn good clinic there of how to move the ball against a lot of pressure.
Last 6 or 7 minutes, it was really a clinic, but really throughout the game. Virginia had as good a week as you're going to have with last week, the win at the Comcast Center and at the Siegel Center. I mean, those are two very difficult venues. And I can tell you, Mr. Maloney, come March, those wins are going to look really, really good because Maryland is going to have a great year, as will VCU. You and I, before the show started, having a little back and forth about how good VCU is. If I had to guess, that may be VCU's only home loss this year. And mark it down, they're going to win 25 games.
I'm going to debate that right now and just say that I think Shaka has his work cut out for him. This is not the same team that he's been putting on the floor. And from what I saw a lot of disorganization, as I've seen in the last couple of weeks. When they get into a half-court game, they struggle mightily. They can't stay with their man. They have a hard time beating picks. And their half-court offense is dribble, penetrate, and if it ain't there, they've got nothing.
Well, right. There are a lot of teams like that.
Well, I'm just saying.
That's neither here nor there. They had two losses to top 10 teams and, got beat on the road by Old Dominion. But, I think Old Dominion is better than people realize. Our friend Jeff Jones is going to have a good year down there with the Monarchs.
I think ODU is maybe the best improved team in the surrounding three states.
No, I agree. I think ODU will make a little noise this year. And, with Bryant Stith down there assisting Jeff Jones, they've got a terrific coaching staff and a team that will be on the rise.
All right. We are excited tonight to have both Big Ted Jeffries, the UVA radio analyst, played at Virginia from 1990 to 93. Ted was best known for his excellent rebounding skills, his tenacious defense against taller centers, and his ability to make pretty darn good passes. And occasionally he put up, 10, 12, 14 points in games. And
I always had him in the top five left-handers in Virginia history. But, of course, since it's my list, I always put myself in there. Now, Justin Anderson's going to put a little pressure on this list. I can see this coming here.
Plus Justin Anderson is one tough customer. He played with a bad ankle, after a quick turnaround and just a remarkable effort. I mean, what do you have, 21 points, Hobbo?
21 points and almost perfection. I think he was like 6 out of 7 or something like that from the field, knocked down three threes, including the dagger at the end that put Virginia up 14, pretty much sealed the deal. And people underestimate his defensive contributions as well as rebounding. I think he had 7 or 8 rebounds in the game. So he, if that's how he plays when he's hurt, we may have to twist his ankle in advance of every game.
Quickly, we also want to let you know that later in the show, we're going to have Dave Glenn. Dave Glenn hosts a terrific radio show down in North Carolina, primarily covering UNC, NC State, Duke, and Wake, but heavy emphasis on the entire ACC. And he's the former editor of the ACC Sports Journal. And
otherwise known as?
Well, it used to be in the old days, the poop sheet.
The poop sheet, absolutely.
Hubba always wanted to be one of the names in the poop sheet.
Well, I was pretty good at certain things.
You were in the poop sheet. All right. Yeah. Quickly, let's do a shout out. I want to thank so many fun people that showed up out there at Fridays on Saturday. Boy, it was great to see folks like the Strickler family. I enjoyed seeing the Sill family. There was just...
Really? Sill family?
Well, they were whooping it up.
Oh, good. Okay.
They had to cut them off, actually. I think they got a warning from the manager at some point for being a little loud.
We cut their tap after a second half. They couldn't get any more alcohol.
In fact, their research analyst had to be cut off there like before the fourth quarter there. There were many others. Obviously, we appreciated the UVA Club of Richmond participating.
Absolutely, that's a good point. You know, they helped out enormously and generated a crowd, and I think it made one of our sponsors, Tony Grillo and Friday's Restaurants, happy to have that kind of crowd, and drove a little revenue to the facility on a Saturday afternoon. And I think everybody had a really good time. Not only the show, but the watching the game, and as my wife said, there was a lot of enthusiasm during the game as Virginia took control.
Absolutely.
Chris Sill with how to follow the show and other things.
Hey, guys. Who's talking? Streaming live, FoxSportsRadio.com, TheSaber.com. Call in 345-0910 with questions and comments, and all shows are archived on TheSaber.com. Go ahead and search us on the iHeartRadio app and listen to Who's Talking anywhere, and we've got a Facebook page, so search Who's Talking. Comment, send questions, and we will be in touch.
By the way, in the next 10 days, perhaps, we will have a special drawing or contest on our Facebook page. So it behooves all of our listeners and fans to jump on there. Suffice to say,
it's a little prize involved.
A nice little prize. And
I eligible?
You are not. Unfortunately,
you help Hubba with his PT. I think that's the prize.
Yeah, that would not be a prize. Maybe you can be a driver for Hubba.
That's true.
In which case, Linda would be elated. That would be a prize for Linda.
I need a driver through Wednesday.
let's give Hubba credit. He's bounced back from a difficult surgery, and a hip replacement is nothing to sneeze at.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago tomorrow, our friend Vince Dalton did the deed, and I think he did it very well. So, shout out to Ortho Virginia. Now it's time to go to our guest, another Big Ted Jeffries.
Big Ted, are you there?
I'm here. How are we doing tonight, gentlemen?
Well, we're happy as clams. How about those Wahoos on Saturday down there at the Siegel Center?
Impressive win on the road against a very aggressive, tenacious VCU Rams team. Great win for the Cavaliers.
You know, Ted, Justin Anderson, if he plays like that when he's injured, maybe we need to twist his ankle in advance of every game.
Well, let's hope not, but he did play inspired basketball considering he had a pretty tough sprain coming off the Maryland game.
You know, that begs the question, Ted. I know you battled injuries in your time at Virginia, and as did many of your teammates. Do you recall seeing a player come down that hard, going out of a game, and then just a few days later going out and putting up 21 points on almost perfect shooting?
I don't recall that. I've seen some tough injuries before, and I've seen guys battle back, but I don't know that I've seen such inspired basketball considering, you know, coming off such an injury. And I was really concerned. I didn't exactly see him come down, but I saw him on the floor immediately after the injury, and I thought Justin had done something to the knee initially, the way that he was beckoning to, I think it was Ethan, or to the bench, Ethan Sleeve, the head trainer. And I thought it was a lot more serious than a sprain. But I'm glad that it was only a sprain, and I'm even more happy that he was able to bounce back and give such an inspired effort on Saturday.
Ted, I know you're a big swimming and diving guy. What was your degree of difficulty on that big running shot by London Perantes that gave Virginia maybe the biggest basket of the game in the second half? That was a high degree of difficulty.
Extremely high. That's probably about an 8.5 to about a 9. And it's almost reminiscent of the one Sean Singletary hit at home in Charlottesville against Duke to clinch the win in that season. That was a very big shot for Virginia. They needed that bucket. And London, who has not did not get off to a great start in that game, nor against Maryland, but has come up clutch with some big shots and none more bigger than that one, especially in that game at that time.
You think that'll get him going? Because, you know, I know up in New York, London did not, he didn't seem to be himself up in the games against LaSalle and Rutgers. So, you know, the other day at VCU, I know he had 9 assists, maybe 2 or 3 turnovers, but I thought his play was critical to the success of the team, particularly, I mean, you got to be able to handle VCU's pressure, and Malcolm in London certainly did that.
They did, and, you know, I agree. I think, you know, my nickname for him has been Cool Hand London, and he was not Cool Hand London up in New York. Obviously, got the technical foul because of the push against LaSalle. A little bit of loss was cool, and Coach Bennett addressed that a little bit. He had not seen London get, you know, shaken to that degree in his career at Virginia. So maybe there's some frustration that London has been experiencing about how he's played or not feeling like he's played up to par or up to specs thus far. But, you know, this could be what helps him get off the slide at this point. That was a big shot, and he hit a three-pointer that was key, and it was good to see that fall down for him because he was not shooting the ball well in New York. So, you know, I think players go through a season of that, but the true character, as always, how can you bounce back from that? And he seems to be bouncing back just fine.
Ted, this is Chris Hill, the research analyst here. I'm glad you could be with us. Devin Hall gave us a little snippet of, I think, what we could expect to see coming down the pike. Do you think his minutes will increase after his performance at VCU?
Because I really don't know. I think this team is very deep, and one of the luxuries that they have is, you know, especially against, you know, teams that pressure the ball like VCU, is having multiple ball handlers. And, you know, Devin was a catalyst in helping Virginia manage the press of VCU. And he's going to be needed. I'm not exactly sure because they are, you know, a deep rotation. But I'm sure that, you know, for him, it was great to see for him to just stay ready. When his name is called, to stay ready. And the way Virginia was breaking down VCU's press, you know, he had that ample opportunity to go in there, bite some iron, get a nice emphatic dunk. And that has to be good for his psyche. And, you know, Justin Anderson in the post-game interview talked about how they can rally behind one another when they see that, or a guy who, you know, has had limited minutes but comes in and gets a dunk like that, that, you know, the team, to a man, is very happy for him. So hopefully that continues to help build his confidence, and hopefully he does get more minutes. But, you know, the guys are playing well right now. Where do you get the minutes from on a 9-0 team? If it isn't broke, don't fix it.
Ted, you were always an outstanding rebounder in your years at Virginia, and one of the things that has been a very good trend for Virginia this season has been rebounding. And Saturday's margin, UVA, I believe, had 35 and VCU had 21. That'll keep an opposing crowd quiet, won't it?
No doubt about it. I mean, you know, that's one of the biggest parts of any game. You want to try to control your boards, especially with an aggressive offensive rebounding team like VCU. And if I'm correct, I think they had 9 offensive rebounds in that game. But, you know, they were tenacious on the boards. They're long, they're athletic. But Virginia has continued to out-rebound their opponent by a substantial margin. But, you know, that's a big part of it. You want to get one contested shot. You want to come, you know, block out and go get that ball, you know, like Hobo used to do back in the day.
That's right. I was just they called me Mr. Windex, to be honest with you, just cleaning that glass all the time. But, as I always said, defense ends when you get the rebound. There's nothing more demoralizing than to play a great defense for 34 seconds, get them to shoot a contested shot, and then let them get an offensive rebound. You got to do it all over again. But, you know, of course, one of the reasons Virginia out-rebounded them, I think Virginia shot 68% in the game. So they didn't give VCU too many opportunities for rebounds. But nevertheless, Ted, and by the way, this is Ted Jeffries, one of the all-time left-handers at the UVA. He's on my list, and since it's my list, I'm on that list too. But you talk about the bench. You know, it looks like in these games that are contested, 32 minutes for Justin Anderson, Gill 35, Brogdon 33, Perantes 35. Looks like Tony, when the game's on the line, wants to have his studs in the game.
Well, I think they're going to have to lend. They're going to have to rely. Excuse me, on their upperclassmen. They really want to, you know, let these guys lead by example. They know they've been in the system. They understand how things are working. And it's been great to see the tutelage passed down from these upperclassmen to the younger players to help them, you know, to make sure they understand where they're supposed to be on defense, how what they're looking for offensively. And these guys know the system, and they play it well. So, you know, you have to ride these horses while you have them. Obviously, Tony does a great job of rotating guys in and out to keep, you know, fresh legs out on the court. And because they are so deep, and what's been very impressive is that the machine doesn't stop running. There have been very few lapses, if any, when, you know, their quote-unquote second team or substitutions come in. Guys just pick up where the first team has left off, and the machine keeps running just as finely tuned as the first group.
You can always tell a UVA analyst. Do you hear that word tutelage? You know, they don't use that on the tech network. You know. Hey, Ted, can you stick with us through the break? We'll finish up with you on the other side of the break, if that's okay.
Love to.
All right, Ted Jeffries, we got him on the line. Stay with us. He'll be back after these messages. You're listening to Who's Talking.